Yo, what up? Welcome back to the Shooters Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Shotme. In the Shooters Podcast, we talk about the business behind photography and videography and also a little bit about life and business. All right. So let's jump into it. Okay. Do I have a trash segment? Yes, I do. I don't want to talk about it right now until everything gets, we still working it out right now. Okay. So the trash is between me and my team. I'm waiting till we get everything worked out. And then I'm going to go introduce the other trash segment. Okay, got that out the way. Now, let's jump right into the topic of the day. Okay, I want to talk about, celebrating accomplishments. Okay, now I'm not saying that when you actually get an accomplishment today, that you should, hey, let's go and celebrate. Like, some people go crazy, like, oh, y'all owe everything. Like, oh, as soon as you freaking, you made your first sale, you made a compliment, but as soon as you make the third sale, you make another comp. You have another compliment. You have a whole party. I'm not talking about that. You're doing too much. What I'm saying is, let me just tell you about me. And I actually did a post. I'm not gonna go back and read it, but basically I made a post on my IG the other day. My business partner called me. His name is David Shands. He hit me up and we was just, he just check up on me right now and just, just see how family is, see how business is, whatever. Okay. And we just start talking about money. It was like, hey, how much money have you made? Whatever, since last year, whatever it looks like. I was like, well, since last year, I made like 750 grand. And he was like, and I was just like, I'm trying to hit a mil. I'm not doing what I am. I haven't achieved what I really want to achieve yet. Okay. Although 500,000 or half a million wasn't in my goal, 300,000 wasn't in my goal. Like all these different numbers that I've hit already, they're not in my goal, right? I'm just thinking about the meal, right? The million dollars, right? So right, if you hit 100,000, the next step is, oh, I want to make a million, right? So the issue is I'm looking at other people's success, my other friend's success, and I'm judging my life based on theirs, right? Him 500 buying a jet, right? My friend Brandon trying to have bought a Lambo. She couldn't find any shoes and she bought a Lambo truck and it was a Lambo Urus, the Lambo truck and a Lambo car. Or was it Ben? Whatever. It was like $200,000-$300,000 cars, only because she couldn't find shoes. She's like, I went to the mall, I can't find any shoes. Let me go to the Lambo dealership. Let me just buy something real quick. You just went and bought vehicles? Big $250,000 vehicles? Okay. Okay. Talking to my other homeboy, Drew, he was like, man? I was like, what you about to do today? He was like, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to Lambo dealership, man, getting a Lambo real quick. Real quick? Like, what do you mean? I'm confused. Help me understand. Right? So, looking at what everyone else is doing, you're thinking like, wow, I haven't achieved the level of success yet. Well, I can just go buy two Lambo years whenever I feel like it. Right. I can't just go and do whatever. Right. So it's like, although it's a whole bunch of stuff I can buy, it's a whole bunch of stuff that I can do. I haven't sat back and looked at what I've accomplished so far. Okay. Whether it was, every time a year passed by, the only time I actually think about it, I like to do an end of the year wrap up, like an end of the year to kind of talk about all the things I accomplished. But the thing is, I forget some stuff. I end up saying, I forgot I went to that country. Oh, I forgot I went to this many private jets. Oh, I forgot that this happened. I forgot that we've helped this many people, quit their job, right? You're not even thinking about it. You're only thinking about whatever the big goal or the main goal. But the crazy thing is the steps that you got to take to get to this main goal, you're going to hit milestones on the way to that particular goal, right? So if your goal is to hit 100,000, while you're trying to hit 100,000, you're probably going to quit your job. And you're like, dang, I done quit my job. People just don't even know. Okay. We hardly ever, I don't know what it is, but it's something about putting your head down and grinding and working and not, Neil calls it a scoreboard watching. Okay. I don't scoreboard watch, right? Which is like good on the one hand, but on the other hand, you kind of feel like that you're not, like I said, achieving what you want to achieve. So you don't even know if you're doing well. You don't even know that you are leveling up, which on one hand is a good thing. You don't have to you know, you can still remain humble. You can still feel like you still have grind. You still have grit. You can still move towards a goal that you want to achieve. But on the other end, you'll always look down on yourself. You'll always doubt yourself. You'll always be, you know, feeling like you haven't, you feeling like you just haven't had, you know, you just don't have any sense of accomplishment, right? I was talking to my my mentee. It was great. In the past week, two of my mentees, one of my mentees hit 12,000 in 30 days, and another mentee hit about 7,500. I'm gonna tell you about both of them. All right. I was talking to one of my to one of my mentees, and I was like, it might have been 2 weeks before, and he was like, I was like, how much money have you made? Like, because he said he wanted to make 10K. He said, well, I don't know. So you don't know? Why don't you go check? Went and looked at the numbers. He was like, yo, I made over $7,000, close to $8,000. I was like, see? $2,000 more, you're at $10,000. It's just that easy. Like, yo, that's crazy. I didn't know that. So, yep. All right. And then until now, just 2 weeks from that day, or maybe a week from that day, he hit 12,000. Just like that. Another one of my mentees, this is one of my one-on-one mentees. They started working me, you know, less than right around 30 days at this point. Right around 30 days. And, you know, they wasn't making too much of anything before. But, you know, they want to make, I don't know if the goal was to make 10,000. But regardless, I said, all right, so there was a, they hopped on a call. They were talking about, they was like, yo, we're closing clients. We're talking, we have a conference every day. We got this referral. All the stuff they were talking about. And I was like, well, how much money have y'all made? They was like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. So I see a common trend, right? I see you putting your head down working, which is good. That means you focus on activity. You focus on getting to your goal. You're actually just focused on servicing the clients and doing what you need to do to be in business. But you never stopped and looked at what are you doing right now? Where are you in life? Where are you in business? They went and looked and calculated. I said, look, the past 30 days, he said, $7,500. Well, $76. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, yep. I said, guess what? I said, really, an extra 20, extra whatever, $2,500, you wouldn't be at 10K. But then I said, also, did you know that $8,400, if you do $8,400 every single month, you'll make six figures. Or 8,333, whatever. Round it up to 8,400. Anyway, you make $8,400 every single month, you'll make six figures. I said, no, I didn't know that. I said, well, pull out your calculator. She calculated it, right? Came up to 100,000. I said, so if you're at 7,600, that means you need $800 this month. And then you repeat this process every single month. And you will have a six figure company. It's crazy. It's crazy. Sometimes you got to do the numbers. You got to do the numbers and look at it, and then it'll all make sense. But going back to the original conversation with just celebrating accomplishments, I admit that I'm not good at celebrating accomplishments. I don't know what to do when something does happen. I don't know whether to throw a party. I don't know whether to high five, give myself a drink. I don't know. I just know that I have to do better. I have to give myself pats on the back sometimes. I don't know when it's going to be, but, you know, I let other people tell me. But I never sit back and look at it like, oh, I've done this. I just be like, oh, okay, I did that. I need to do more. Okay? The issue is, it's always that chase. Always that chase. And I never feel like, you know, finally get to the point of not satisfied, but at least I've done some things. Okay, so I say all that to say that wherever you are in life, think about, are you better than where you were 5-10 years ago? Are you better than where you were 12 months ago? Are you making forward progress? If you are, you should celebrate small wins as well as big ones. So that's it. It's your boy. First of all, I got this shirt from, I forgot, my man, Henry Amazing. So y'all make sure y'all go check him out. Yeah, this joint is like, it's average. I guess it's like, I'm not average. It's dope. And it's yellow. So I think it's fire. Okay? So y'all make sure y'all go check him out. But anyway, y'all make sure y'all listen to the Shoes Podcast on your favorite platforms, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever the heck you want to listen to it on, you go ahead and do that. With that being said, I'm going to catch y'all on another one. Oh, guess what? I got vlogs coming out soon. Be ready for that. Make sure you subscribe, man. Make sure you tell somebody about these vlogs. It's going to be dope. It's going to be funny. It's going to talk about life and business. I'm going to drop some gems in there too. But you'll also see a lot of behind the scenes. Okay? So y'all make sure y'all check that out. And with that being said, I'm done. Okay? Y'all respect the shot. I respect the shooter.